From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. President Trump came to Miami today to let Venezuelan expats know he's committed as ever to the campaign to squeeze authoritarian Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro out of power. In his speech at Florida International University, Trump repeated his threat that even U.S. military intervention is still possible.
We seek a peaceful transition of power, but all options are open.
That resonated with Venezuelans here, like Arsenio Fontalba. He owns a Venezuelan restaurant in Doral called Uchirionia. Fontalba said it's time to take more drastic action to oust Maduro, who critics say has trashed Venezuela's democracy and destroyed its economy, leaving millions suffering there.
I think it's necessary that President Trump help the Venezuelan people overthrow Maduro's government, the dictadura. The Venezuelan people can't alone. We need the United States. I think military action is necessary.
A showdown is expected this weekend when the U.S. leads an effort to move massive shipments of humanitarian aid into Venezuela, which Maduro has vowed to block. Now, meanwhile, more than 80 protesters were rallying at FIU today against President Trump. Brian Hernandez is a Democratic activist with MoveOn.org.
We don't want him here in Miami. We don't want him here at FIU. Miami is a city of immigrants. We reject his policies of hate.
Protesters denounced Trump's declaration of a national emergency to get funding for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. Linda Galotti is with the National Organization for Women.
There is nothing threatening about people who are seeking asylum, women, children who are poor and hungry. They have been coming here always.
Trump says the wall is necessary to stop drugs and undocumented immigrants from crossing the border. Venezuelan exiles in South Florida say more aid must get into Venezuela to help alleviate the country's humanitarian crisis. Several exiles met with Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, also at FIU last Friday. Ernesto Ackerman is with the group Independent American Citizen.
Every minute that passes, some Venezuelans are dying. We don't have time. People don't have time.
Hyperinflation has led to dire shortages of food and medical supplies across the country. Rafael Godinger is with the Venezuelan American Medical Association.
We're seeing things that we have never seen in this side of the hemisphere in history. Diabetes is a controllable disease with medication. That's the third cause of death right now in Venezuela.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has blocked shipments of humanitarian aid into the country. Opposition leader Juan Guaido says aid will enter the country on February 23rd. Well, a Valentine's Day cruise that was turned away at Havana's port last Friday arrived at Port of Palm Beach this morning. The Sun Sentinel reports that the cruise line said the Cuban government denied the ship entry without any reason, despite advance approvals in place. The ship continued on to Nassau to complete the four-day cruise. The Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line's Grand Classica, the trip priced at $600, promised passengers a reunion allowing loved ones living on the island to enjoy quality time with Cuban Americans aboard the ship for a few hours. The Grand Classic is chartered by the Miami-based agency Viva Travel. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.